Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
KYW Original Podcasts.
A St. Patrick's themed pop-up bar.
Doing all different types of flavored popcorns, a corned beef spice, a sour pickle spice, and a sour cream spice.
So it seems like any reason for a pop-up bar is a good reason for a pop-up bar. And with St. Patrick's Day around the corner, well, this is the time for a new St. Patrick's themed pop-up bar. I am about to speak with Rob Wasserman, who is known for running the Burger Brawl and also many restaurants in the city, including Rouge, with the famous Rouge Burger. Anyway, this is his first pop-up bar, I understand, and it's in the old Topper Spa location on 19th Street. Let's go take a look at all of their Instagrammable decor and talk about their food and drink.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at the brand new pop-up Lucky's Charm at 113 South 19th Street with restaurateur Rob Wasserman. You may know him from Rouge, Audrey Claire, 20 Manning, Snap Pizza, and other restaurants. And Rob Wasserman is opening this pop-up in collaboration with the Happy Rooster. So you took this place and it used to be a spa.
That's correct. If you can imagine, this was Topper Spa for multiple years. I mean, it was a foundation in Philadelphia, and we literally were able to grab it a week ago and convert it into this magical space.
So this has been empty for like 2 years?
I think a little over 2 years, and it was just, it's sitting here in a beautiful location, and it was just such a great opportunity for us.
So, okay, when you walked in before, it was like spa stuff everywhere?
Spa stuff everywhere, and it's hysterical. Even on the second and third floor, it still looks like a spa. So it was really, I mean, an amazing feat for us to come in here, take away all the hairdresser tables and all the other paraphernalia of one of those type of spas and change it over to this.
So it looks like you took the reception area and turned it into a bar.
I think I'm pretty good at changing things over to bars.
Everything gets turned into a bar.
Listen, I think there's something good about that. I mean, everybody in Philadelphia, especially now, needs a drink, so why not?
So describe it. You walk in and you get this green hue everywhere.
Oh, what's so exciting is that, you know, obviously everybody's excited about taking pictures and so forth. And so what we wanted to do was create an environment where you could have an opportunity to go into every different room and have a different experience. And so we have our dark forest room. We have our emerald forest room, which leads into the rainbow room, which leads into the pot of gold where you can have fun and dance. And so why not? Have some fun.
Do you feel like as a restaurateur these days, you need to make things extra special visually for the Instagram crowd?
Oh, spot on. And I think that's the question. Like, you're always looking for the millennials to be able to have some fun and enjoy. And what do they like? They like their pictures and they like being hanging with their friends and showing what they're doing.
They like their selfies.
They like their selfies. And for that reason alone, be able to create an environment that's directed towards that and be able to do it in such a limited period of time, we were really lucky to be able to do this.
All right, so let's take a walk around, and people can't see us on the radio or on the podcast, but you're going to have to describe it. So we walk in.
So from walking in, we walk up the stairs into the Emerald Forest, and it has all these great green lights up on the roof, and then when we look through, you can see the whole place is filled with foresty-looking tapestries and so forth.
How'd you get this wallpaper? Like, did you order it, or did you?
Yeah, we ordered
it. You found wallpaper that's a forest?
We found forest wallpaper. If you can imagine. And wait a second, I just want to be honest here. This wasn't my creative idea. This was somebody that works for me who came up with the idea, pitched it to me, and says, I want to have the wallpaper and I want to do this and that. And I was like, let's do it. Let's go for it.
So we're in the forest area, and it's green, of course. And you're and the bar. So it looks like the bar separates two different rooms because this wallpaper, is this wallpaper over here that looks like brick?
It is. This whole place, again, was set up as the spa. So we literally had to start from scratch. But how do you do it in a cost-effective way to be able to have a pop-up, which is only a limited time period? We're only doing this for 14 days or so. And so to be able to do it, we created that environment. And it's amazing because the wallpaper looks like bricks. The other wallpaper looks like the forest. And you're literally within your emerald forest.
Now, these plants over here, is this from the spa?
No, we picked up the plants, and it was just easy for us to like kind of grab those and like kind of add them in and fill it up the space.
All right, so we're walking towards, it looks like, rainbows.
We are. If you can imagine, what you're about to walk into is our unicorn.
Oh my gosh, there's a unicorn. The rainbow is coming from the unicorn's horn.
Exactly. And again, this was what locked me in when Maggie, our art designer, came up with the idea that she wanted like the unicorn to be a focal point as to where the rainbow shoots out from it onto the wall. So it's now lit by all these all different colored lights, riding the wall all the way in waves into the pot of gold.
Let's go in.
Let's do it.
So is this another bar, of course?
So of course. Obviously, we're here to have fun and enjoy the bar.
What was this before?
This was actually a salon area. So there was multiple chairs sitting here, all set up, ready to wash your hair.
Well, forget that.
Wait. We can't forget this room. So we have our little niche.
Oh, this looks like a spa waiting area?
Exactly right. So what did we do? We set it up. Let's just have some fun with the little chairs and wicker chairs and enjoy yourself with a drink.
Little intimate area.
Yeah, little niches. You want that. You want those little nooks and crannies.
Yeah. All right. So walking through.
Exactly.
Oh, the pot of gold.
Oh, come on. You need an actual pot of gold. And so we have the gold pot on our bar situated just before you enter the pot of gold room.
Which is gold disco ball.
Is there a problem with gold disco balls?
You this have is
to
perfect.
Have gold disco balls.
It's the dance floor.
This is the dance floor. And obviously, for a day like this, everybody wants to be having fun and dancing around and enjoying themselves. So we really wanted to create that environment of where are you at? You're in the gold pot.
It makes sense.
Right? Exactly.
And the wall is gold glitter.
It's amazing. We literally, if you can imagine, people were standing here spraying the glue and then blowing glitter onto the walls to get the walls to the glitter. They were out of breath, obviously.
So is this like the new thing, the pop-up Instagram bar?
Listen, I think there's an opportunity here. You know, you're always looking for the newest thing, newest and greatest thing. And if it's cost effective on a business side of it, that you can create an environment that everybody wants to come into for a special occasion, I think why not? What's so creative about Philadelphia right now is that we have such a vibrant restaurant scene with amazing restaurants that are like staples now in our environment. But so if we can create just something that's here for 14 days, 15 days, I think it gets the point across is for something fun and it's a great business endeavor.
So tell me about the food, because your food, I mean, obviously it's a bar and a dance club. I was told there's also some snacks here.
Oh, yeah, of course there's snacks. We can't have a bar without snacks.
You're a restaurateur, so this is like your thing.
Well, you know what? We get fun with doing all of it. And to me, having the ability to be able to create a fun, easy menu that goes along with this type of environment, why not?
So where is the food coming from? Is there a kitchen?
So no, we actually have created everything off campus or off space because it's a temporary space. You can't really cook here. But saying that, we were able to use what we have in our kitchens at our other restaurants to create a fun menu.
All right. So we're walking back towards the entrance because there's another side over here. And I guess this is where the snacks are.
This is the snack bar. Of course. So what we wanted to create here was an environment that you can just kind of stink away from the bar area, come in, get a catch your breath, and grab a couple things to eat, which is what we're all about.
This is literally a concession area.
It is a concession area. And one of the things what I loved is from the 80s and so forth were the bags of candies that you can have fun with and like old school candies. So what we did is we got the old school cigarette candies that everybody used to have fun with. And we did bags of all different styles of candy. So, listen, you're walking around the city on St. Patty's Day, and you want to be, like, nibbling on something, right? So we did these. We're doing the Bavarian, like, type of pretzels, hot dogs. Oh, what's really exciting, we did popcorn. But we're doing all different types of flavored popcorns specifically for St. Patrick's Day. So we're doing a corned beef spice. We're doing a sour pickle spice and a sour cream spice. Oh. So you'll be able to choose whichever one you want to go onto your popcorn.
Does it actually taste like corned beef?
It's amazing. It really is amazing. I am truly in love with my corned beef spice right now.
All right, so let's go through the you have a limited menu, but a menu nonetheless.
Yes, it is a limited menu. My favorite though right now is the Rice Krispie treats with Lucky's Charms marshmallows and drizzled chocolate on top of them, because I'm a Rice Krispies freak myself. So it's always fun that way. Yeah, and again, we're just trying to create an environment that you can have some fun and enjoy yourself. So the cookies are the mint chocolate chip cookies, and what we're doing with that, we're also offering a creme de menthe milk. So you could do a milk and cookies. That's to die for.
You're pairing it with the bar.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Exactly right. So we're creating a milk-type drink that you will be able to enjoy with the cookies. And they're literally mint chocolate chip cookies. And it took us a while to get to the correct ingredients for the mint, because the first couple bites, we were like dying from all the mint. But now we're there. We got to the right point.
A hint of mint.
A hint of mint. Exactly right.
You got the cereal treats, the cookies, the soft pretzels. That's the Bavarian soft pretzels.
That's the Bavarian. So the larger style, you know, style kind of pretzels that people like to enjoy when they're drinking their beers.
Hot dog.
Hot dogs, Easy Nathan hot dogs, and we got obviously our popcorn.
What has been the most challenging part about putting this together? Look, it looks like you have a lot of stuff, not expensive, but still.
You have to be, again, this is a business endeavor, so you have to be cost effective to be able to kind of create a model that allows you to be both successful, but also give to the customer what they're looking for, which is that experience. And so
does a pop-up, is a pop-up cost effective? I mean, I guess it is if you're doing it.
Well, this is our first, so we'll see how it goes. But we definitely, it's been exciting, and it's been something unique that we've never done before. And let me tell you something. As one from the general contractor onwards, everybody had so much fun with doing this because it was such an intense short period of time. And for us to be able to kind of create this, you know, like, you know, get your juices going and kind of create all these different things on the go, that's not easy. And so it was so much fun to be able to kind of just do it off the cuff.
So you usually, when you are doing a renovation, it takes you how long?
Oh, you can be 3 months easily. It all depends on how deeply you're going. I just did the renovation at Rouge, and that took 3 months.
So to do this in like a week or so?
It's spectacular.
Okay, so you're a restaurateur. People know you from the Rouge Burger. I mean, you're synonymous, Rob Wasserman and the Rouge Burger, Burger Battle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So people know that you like good food.
Oh, absolutely.
So what's it like to kind of come in and do like snacks and drinks and dancing?
Well, again, I think it's like focusing on what we're trying to create. And so this type of environment dictates this type of product and this type of food. And so, again, I think if people try to overthink things through, it can get a little too much. And this is something, if I'm going drinking and having fun, this is what I would want to snack on.
What's the most difficult part about doing a pop-up?
I think the most difficult part is just the logistics. You have such a short period of time to get everything going and everybody on the same page. You have to be executing it like a military operation.
So what did you do? You reached out to Toppers, or not Toppers, the owner of the building, and you said, hey, we'd like to rent it for a week and a half or something?
Exactly. Would you mind if we take it over for a month? And honestly, you know, for somebody, and again, it's a trickle-down effect. For him who has this empty space, it made all the sense in the world to be able to rent it out for a month.
So that's how the pop-ups do it. They just say, you know, let me give you, do 1 month's rent.
I think we were a little slower in the sense that most pop-ups are looking for spaces that are already prepared to be able to handle this. Now, the city and everybody has been really helpful to us to get this, you know, get us to the point where we're at. So that's been exciting, because a portion of the proceeds will go to actually the Burger Brawl, which is where we raise money for the school district of Philadelphia.
Oh, that's great. That's like where your heart is, isn't it?
It is. Listen, I've said this before. We're all about the community, and being able to give back to the community, it means a lot to me. And the kids are the most important. Without our kids, there's no future for Philadelphia.
So let's remind people, this started off when your son went to school and they needed a computer lab. I remember.
Yeah, very good. So that was at Meredith Elementary School in the Queen Village. And we had walked through, me and my wife, and we saw this decrepit old, you know, computer lab that had computers from the 80s. And we said to ourselves, we got to do something. And my wife looked at me and says, well, we own a restaurant. Why don't we do something with the burgers? And that's really how it started. And if you can imagine, Hadass, this is going to be our 10th year.
This year?
This year is going to be the 10th anniversary.
Double digits.
Yeah.
So how much money would you like to raise for Burger Brawl?
Oh, you know what? Whatever we can get to the bottom line helps. I mean, again, every little dime helps.
What percentage are you looking for?
I think we're doing 5% here, 10% here from this event. So it's just, we're starting to get some critical mass, and that's what's so exciting.
Wait, as I just turned around, oh my gosh, there's something every time you turn around. I'm looking at, well, these are 3-leaf clovers. They need to be 4-leaf clovers.
Well, you can't be lucky all the time.
I mean, people would like to be lucky. This is a bar, right?
Well, that's very true. I'm not going to go there, Hadass.
It is called Lucky's Charm, right?
It is Lucky's Charm.
Hold on. This green rug, was this here?
This was here, and we just added some sparkles and had some fun with it.
Oh, wow. This is kind of a lucky coincidence here.
It was.
So what's been the most fun part about getting this off the ground?
Honestly, the collaborative nature with all the guys and gals that we've been working with. I mean, it's been so much fun. It's been really intense. And the creativity, like I said, I mean, like thinking of a unicorn that's shooting out a rainbow out of its horn. Come on, who does this stuff?
You do, apparently.
Clearly.
All right, Rob Wasserman, you know him from the Burger Ball. You know him from Rouge. You now know him from the pop-up called Lucky's Charm at 113 South 19th Street. So it opens, by the time you hear this, it'll be open weekend.
Absolutely.
And it runs through Sunday, March 22nd.
Correct.
All right. Any other place we can get information or anything?
We will have Lucky's Charm Philly is going to be our hashtag. So we'll have all the information on there. I think we'll be on Facebook, all the normal places.
So Lucky's Charm Philly on Instagram, obviously.
Instagram, exactly right. Facebook, and I think we will have a website, Lucky's Philly, Lucky's Charm Philly.
Because you want to see the pictures, obviously.
We would love to see the pictures.
Rob Wasserman, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.